it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
The only people that got hurt were the American public, the fans, and eventually the planet Earth.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Now, Stan Greinke bringing us into the attack. Good day, America, and welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out of the West Coast. You, the phone number, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. With Christmas right around the corner, nobody better to talk about the platforms and the devices than Mr. Joe Spano.
Well said, Bob. And let's start with the many ways, or let's discuss the many ways to take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go with you via your devices, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, and we have to talk about the apps. iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of, and perhaps a few you can't. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and they all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And, of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces are able to check out all the programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, including the Spano and Black Attack.
Yeah, no question about it. We got our After Go glow going from Army-Navy, Joe, and being around those kids and all those officers and everything, you understand why being a part of the American Forces Radio Network is a big thing to us. Gives them that real taste of home, and no matter where they're serving, no matter what they're doing, it's real important to them.
You said it, bro, and it was a great time down in Baltimore, and it was great seeing those kids. It was a great game. It was a great story. It was a great weekend. In our next segment, we'll set the table, start knocking things down, most notably starting with the Monday Night Football matchup between the Patriots and Ravens. We'll also take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. Read your tweets at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, and at SportsByline USA. We'll kick off this Tuesday edition of The Attack right after this very short timeout.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace. Dr. Approved Medical will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces at little or no cost to you. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us, 800-816-0365. Don't let your knee pain get worse. Call now and get free shipping plus a free pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love people who know the game and love the game, and that's you.
And the Ravens start from their own 1 yard line. Deep handoff. In trouble. It'll be a safety. Malcolm Brown stuffed the run by Kenneth Dixon. Made 35 straight field goals. They jump the center, and it's blocked by Shay McClellan. Third and goal, New England. LeGarrette Blount head down, charging into the end zone for New England touchdown. Another blitz brought by Pease. Brady in a traffic touchdown. Malcolm Mitchell. Brady to the end zone in traffic, and a battle for the ball. Won by Bennett. Touchdown, New England.
Hook kicks it low, end over end.
And Jones, that might have hit his foot. Boy, he's had one catastrophe after another. The Ravens are on it. Whose ball is it? That's Baltimore's ball. Flacco. Into the end zone. Caught this time by Waller for a Baltimore touchdown. Matthew Slater back to the kickoff now for New England. And the ball's out. And the Ravens have it. Another special teams mistake by New England from a Pro Bowler, Slater. There's an open man in the flat. It's Kenneth Dixon with a Baltimore touchdown. Tom Brady after the play fake. Deep pass. Man running open. Chris Hogan off to the races. Touchdown, New England. No flags on the play.
Well, the sounds of a 30-23 New England Patriots victory on Monday Night Football bring us back to the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. If you want to join the discussion, dial us up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. If you're a Twitter man, in 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, or at Sports Byline USA. That call courtesy of ESPN. Sean McDonough on the call, occasionally with a grunt or chortle of some type from John Gruden underneath. I tried to get as many of them out as I could, but somehow he manages to get a, you just hear little grunts and snippets from Gruden underneath as he's often under Sean McDonough's play call. But those were the audio highlights of the game, and it is where we're going to start on this Tuesday edition of The Attack, as hour one is going to be all NFL. We'll recap the Monday Night Football matchup. We'll give you our takeaways on that. We'll get into Jeff Fisher mercifully being fired by the Los Angeles Rams, especially if you're a Rams fan. In hour two, a couple of interviews. Zach Terrell, the Western Michigan Broncos quarterback, will talk to. I'll play an interview I did last week from the National Football Foundation press conference that announced their College Football Hall of Fame inductees and a whole lot more. We did that last week with Zach Terrell. It talks about him being a finalist for a great award for scholar athletes, as well as his future, the matchup of the Broncos versus the Badgers in the Cotton Bowl, and a whole lot more. That'll be a 10 after hour number two, 9:10 a.m. Eastern time. Now we'll finish things up at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time with Bea Miller. She's a pop singer that's doing a great campaign with Three Musketeers. So we'll talk to her about that, her career, working with Selena Gomez, and a whole lot more at 40 after hour number two. And in between all of that, in hour number two, we'll talk a little Los Angeles Dodgers baseball as Kenley Jansen is back for five more years as their closer.
Yep, no question about it, Joe. And last night's game, which looked like it was going to be a pretty comfortable win for New England at halftime, ended up being a real nail-biter. I mean, it got off to a really poor start for Baltimore with New England getting the early safety. And, you know, look, it degenerated with special team gaffes for New England into, among other things, into a real nail biter at one point, where New England finally got a little bit comfortable after the big Chris Hogan play. But even at the end, it was still a little bit tight, as the Ravens did not go down without a fight, but they did go down 30-23 in last night's Monday Night Football event.
I think that's an approximation of the game. 23-3 New England after the Martellus Bennett touchdown pass middle of the third quarter. It was on their way to a comfortable, cruising, blowout-type victory for the New England Patriots, whose offense was able to do exactly what it wanted, whether it be on the ground or through the air, against this very tough Baltimore Ravens defense. Then the game, as you said, it got very interesting. The New England weakness right now is in their return game. They're dealing with some injuries, and it results in them not putting their best and most reliable return people out there. And Cyrus Jones returned kicks in college for Alabama, but he has had nothing but trouble in the punt return game for them this year. And his muff ball actually just hit off his foot. He couldn't get away from it. Leads directly to the Ravens' first score. Matthew Slater, who's an all-pro special teamer, but not normally a kick returner. And again, he's back there returning kicks out of necessity as well. He ends up fumbling the kickoff return. The Ravens turn that short field into another quick score. And all of a sudden, you have a football game. And as you said, it was way too close for comfort in the second half for New England, who, though with those special teams gaffes, along with just a kind of sloppy all the way around second half, as well as they played until the eight-minute mark of the third quarter and the Martellus Bennett touchdown, outside of the big play to Hogan, and that was a big, big play, and that was really, in many ways, the one that sealed the deal. They sleptwalked through that second half, and it was way too close for comfort. You know, you talked about it getting close, but the Ravens losing nonetheless. It was close enough that the Ravens, in the final seconds, were kicking an onside kick with a real chance to win. The late Justin Tucker field goal put them in a position at 30-23, recover the onside kick, and who knows what's going to happen. You'll have the ball down one score with a chance to tie the football game. So this game was way too close for comfort for New England when you consider where it had started and where it had progressed to middle of the third quarter, 23-3, your offense doing exactly what it wants against the Ravens defense, and the Ravens Ravens offense in turn not running not making any sort of effort to run the ball, not having success when they did, and really their offense, while it put up a few yards, really not being able to sustain or finish anything, and Flacco playing some real average football after the big week against Miami last week. So I guess for me, the big takeaway is, as good as New England can be, and as well as they deal with adversity and injury, the loss of Gronk being the latest, even at 11-2, you see they have that Achilles heel, real issues in the punt and kickoff return game because of some of the injuries. There is no truly great team in the NFL this year, and in this case in particular, in the AFC. I would say the Patriots are still the favorite, but there's nothing that makes me believe that they can't be knocked off.
Well, I'll disagree with you with one aspect. The way right now, and momentum to me is a big thing, and health, of course, is a big thing. That 11-2 record, and I'll agree with you there, is a little bit deceiving because there are flaws on this team. There's a lot of injury on this team, and they're kind of piecing it together. To me, the team to look out for in the AFC is definitively the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're playing really good football right now. They're on a roll. Roethlisberger is as healthy as he's going to be for the season, and Le'Veon Bell is just playing lights-out football, and their defense is having pressure taken off of them because of that. But I don't want to digress too far. You mentioned Joe Flacco and his inability to put together back-to-back weeks, and that's what I was looking for, and that was my takeaway out of this football game. Was that, you know, the stats are a little deceiving, 324 yards, two touchdowns, an interception, but no running game, no consistency, no sustained drives everything was short coming off of turnovers. And, you know, it showed me that they're not quite ready for prime time. They may still make the playoffs, maybe not, but it just, I was looking for that back-to-back consistency out of them, which they were unable to provide against New England. And New England, really, the score was very deceiving. They took away this game. They just tried to give it back.
I think that's an apt summation. They had control. They gave it back, too close for comfort. And the Ravens were exposed as a team with a very good defense, very limited offense. If that defense can't step up, they're in real trouble. In our next segment, Bob, we should probably get into the playoff ramifications of this game for both teams. That's next here on the Spano and Black Attack. You'd be sure to keep it where it is.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Want to bet?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAY. We've been talking Monday Night Football. And Joe, you know, before we get into the entire playoff ramifications, just an overview, and I think you'll agree with me. You know, at 11-2, New England does something that other teams rarely do. They take their weaknesses and they manage to continue to win football games and put themselves in a position with buys and home field advantage to avoid having those weaknesses exposed at the very beginning of the playoffs. Now, it may end up costing them down the line, but if they can run it and keep home field advantage, that goes a long way in the Belichick book of the less you see of us, the better off we are.
I think that's a very, very fair statement. It has become clear what their weakness is due to some injury. And again, see, a lot of their weakness, and I think you pointed it out aptly in the first segment, comes from injury and attrition. There are guys that they don't want to put out there in their return game that are more reliable because they can't afford to get them injured. So you're seeing these weaknesses right now in the regular season. Barring additional injury, those guys come postseason, they're going out there because there's no margin for error. So this weak underbelly that we're seeing in the return game on special teams in the regular season more than likely won't rear its ugly head in the postseason because circumstances will dictate that, you know, that Julian Edelman is out there in the return game out of necessity. Can't afford to do it right now. But come the playoffs, it will get done. And the realities are, as you said, at 11-2, basically for the Patriots, it's all about finishing in the top two spots. Get your bye week. Doesn't matter really whether you're one or two. Would you prefer to be one? Yes. Are they in a good position to be the number one seed? They absolutely are. If they were the two seed, would it kill them? Absolutely not. They still get the coveted bye week to get healthy, and they get that advantage whether they're the one or two seed. And right now at 11-2, it's very, very likely and almost impossible to see them being anything other than the number one or number two seed. And again, as I said, while they are a very, very good football team, they do have flaws. You know, there is no great football team in the NFL this year. And that was shown in this game. However, for New England, even though you play about 40 minutes of great football and the last 20, not so good, you do find a way to win as opposed to finding a way to lose. The mark of a terrific team. They are playoff tested. They have Tom Brady having a terrific year, maybe the best quarterback we've ever seen, all those other things. Great coaching staff, brilliant head coach. They're in prime position in a wide open NFL, despite not having their best team and despite not being a great team, to win yet another championship, Bob. Yep. I think that's the reality.
No, there's no question about it. And wide open is the operative this year. It literally is anybody's trophy this year. Who could you make the argument for? You saw on Monday night, on a Sunday night, what the Giants were able to do defensively to Dak Prescott. And that actually made me hearken back to what the Eagles were doing against him when the Eagles ended up losing that game. They were bringing the house. They were throwing everything at him. His mobility did not turn into an asset for him. And his weaknesses and flaws as being a rookie quarterback were exposed. Well, the Giants did that to him in a lot of ways, and they shut him down. So we know Dallas isn't great. We know the weaknesses of the Giants. The other teams in the National Football Conference, is nobody that jumps out. Right now, if I'm looking at two teams, I'm looking at New England, and I'm looking at Pittsburgh. And they're going to have to face each other eventually, at least on paper.
Yeah, and let's dive into this because we talk about Baltimore, and that'll roll us into Pittsburgh here a little bit. You know, with this loss, the Ravens have given the Steelers back control of the AFC North. They're a full game back of the Steelers in the AFC North. The teams do battle one more time, and maybe the winner of that ends up being the representative of the AFC North and the AFC North's only playoff representative. But you've talked a lot about the Steelers, and we've had this conversation in many forms for about a month now. They are wildly inconsistent. They are dealing with a variety of injuries of their own. Their defense at times is very, very limited. But the realities are in a wide open AFC and a wide open NFL, if they make the playoffs, and now with this loss, it looks like there's a very good chance that they will, they are an incredibly dangerous team. And despite the fact that they would go in as a number three seed and not get the bye week, I can make a case with Roethlisberger, Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, and what has now become a very good offensive line when healthy, that they're the favorites to come out of the AFC because they're that good. Our big concern about the Steelers was them getting there because all that inconsistency that you see in the regular season, you won't see in the postseason. for the Ravens, they are a very, very good defensive team. And when their defense can't win a game for them, they're left without answers because offensively they just don't have it. And Joe Flacco does not look like the same quarterback. So in many ways, I'm with you. You know, Pittsburgh may be the most dangerous of all these AFC teams. New England right there. And believe it or not, and I can't believe I'm saying this, I have to finally start buying into the Chiefs.
Yep.
And it's because their defense is so good with those three pass rushers, the speed they have all over the field on defense. The loss of Derek Johnson is going to hurt them. But defensively, they are extremely good. And offensively, while you may not get excited about that offense, and to be honest with you, outside of Travis Kelce, there's not a lot to get excited about. And it'll get a shot in the arm when a healthy Jeremy Maclin comes back. But the realities are, one thing about that offense, it never puts the defense, which is what wins games for them, in a bad situation. They don't turn over the football. They don't make mistakes. It is a sound workmanlike defense that does an offense that does enough and allows the defense to win football games for them. So I guess I'm more bullish than I've ever been on the Chiefs.
Well,
how it falls out is it remains to be seen, but that's really my take on the AFC. I'll let you run with that, and then very quickly we'll go to the NFC side of the ledger before we get to the break, and then we roll into Jeff Fisher, mercifully being shown the door in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, you have in the AFC, and again in both conferences, but who are you going to point out as being the team? And the reason why I'm so bullish on Pittsburgh, which was what was going on at the beginning of the season. You know, we were talking at the first quarter of the year on how they were literally firing on all cylinders. Yeah, you know, the defense was a little spotty, and all teams have weaknesses. But that combination of Roethlisberger being able to get it done through the air with, you know, a core of wide receivers that is first rate, and Le'Veon Bell, when he's able to stay on the field, and then you look what happened. He's off the field. Roethlisberger's hurt. You know, they hit that major speed bump right in the middle of the season. What was it, 4 or 5 losses in a row? He comes back. He's got to knock off rust. They got to let the knee get as healthy as could possibly be. And then, boom, as they hit the back third, all of a sudden things start firing again. Look, I'm not saying they're the old Pittsburgh Steelers, but this team is as good as anybody in the conference. Are they as well coached as New England? Well, you're talking about the greatest coach of all time up in New England. So I'll give New England that dimension in the check column. But other than that, they're healthier. Arguably, they're more talented than New England, except at the quarterback position, and that's pretty damn close. And ultimately, they show up in those big moments, or at least they have in the past. And again, no disrespect towards Kansas City, but the Andy Reid track record of the big moment and the big game in the big house is not the best. So as much as I like the way Kansas City is playing, the same as you were eloquently explained, those limitations, for some reason, when they get into the playoffs, always seem to show their heads on an Andy Reid team. That's why I'm so bullish about what's going on with Pittsburgh right now. But then again, we got 3 more games.
I think that's very fair. We did give short shrift to the Oakland Raiders, and, you know, I guess off of the loss to the Chiefs, they've fallen back a little bit in our eyes, but I wouldn't forget about them either. It's very wide open. There's a few teams that are real contenders, a handful that will get in the playoffs that will be exposed as pretenders on the AFC side. On the NFC side, you know, you talked about the Cowboys. The defense is better than we all thought. I think we'll give you that. But offensively, there's been some disturbing trends the last couple of weeks. They've lost the second half back-to-back weeks. They've been outgained and outdueled in time of possession the last couple of weeks. Young quarterback being exposed a little bit. Are they a great team? No. Are they a very good team who has a real chance in another wide-open conference in the NFC? Sure they do. Are they my favorite right now to come out of the NFC and end up standing there and being in the Super Bowl? I don't know. I don't think so. Despite their inconsistencies, I still have to like Seattle. Although losing Earl Thomas hurts that defense a lot, and the offense has been so up and down. Well, Green Bay's peaking at the right time, but they have to get in the playoffs. So, again, when you look at the NFC, you're even more pressed to figure out who's going to represent that conference in the Super Bowl, Bob. But you're right. Dallas is not great, and they have a lot to prove. I guess in the next segment, we should probably talk about a team that has, well, no chance of going to the Super Bowl for the foreseeable future. They've made a coaching change mercifully. We'll talk about that coaching change next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Keep it where it's at.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists. All free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'll count three, and if you're not out of the hospital, then I'll loose the dogs on you.
Stan Kroenke bringing us back.
Is that Stan Kroenke throwing Jeff Fisher out of his office?
Yeah, pretty much. Hey, Joe, before we dive into that, I know you set it up that way, but I really didn't get a chance to chime in on the NFC. You know, look, you make valid points about Dallas, and you know, we've talked about them at great length and where they work and where they don't, Seattle, everything else. I was kind of leaning towards, on a consistency basis, the Detroit Lions, and having won five in a row and getting it done, and Matthew Stafford certainly being an MVP candidate. Him hurting his hand and how bad he looked after that happened. You know, he put the Michael Jackson glove on, but he had the two interceptions. And if he can't perform at the level he's been performing at all year, and we're going to find out a lot this week against the Giants, they're in real trouble because there ain't no number two on the Detroit except for backup quarterbacks that play like number two. So I
poor Dan Orlovsky, you're going to criticize him? That's cheap.
I guess if they have to go a game, they could survive it. But I mean, they're not really giving anything out on the extent of how bad the ligament damage is. They're saying he's going to play this week. But man, I watched the back end of that game after he got hurt, and it was not pretty, bud. It was not pretty at all, bro.
It's good news for us.
Well, yeah,
and our New York Giants.
Yeah, but you know, when we were having that discussion, I mean, you looked at the inconsistency of Seattle. Atlanta seems to have righted the ship again. Tampa Bay, you really don't know which the hell.
Maybe Tampa Bay. I mean, you know, you say you don't know which one has shown up, but they've won five straight.
Oh no, I know, but I'm also looking.
I mean, they are play. Red hot of late.
Yeah, they beat Michigan State this year. No, I mean, I'm looking at them and I'm going, all right, let's see it. You can't argue with what they've done. It's been five in a row, but I'm still not sold. And I was getting sold.
Will you be sold on Tampa Bay if they beat Dallas this week? Yeah, remember, this is a Dallas team that has now lost to the Giants. So that loss we were looking for after all those wins in a row to reset them, as it were, mm-hmm. Well, they got that in a very tough matchup with the Giants at MetLife Stadium. So now that they're probably a reset and refocused Dallas Cowboys group, if they lose to Tampa Bay this week, are you starting to believe in Tampa Bay a little bit?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and that's fair. You know, to me, as wide open as the AFC is, the NFC is every bit as wide open. But I'm even more challenged in the NFC than I am in the AFC to find a good team.
Yep, I think that's fair.
To find also, a real favorite.
You know, to piggyback what you said, if Tampa Bay should beat Dallas, let the Tony Romo sweepstakes begin. Because you know that pressure's coming down the road, too. They were already on the coach and on the owner after the Giant game. They lose back-to-back to Tampa Bay. They're going to be howling for Tony Romo, as much as Dak Prescott has done this year.
And that will really mess with the chemistry of this team and mess with everything they've had going, and that could really set things back. Again, with 3 weeks of football left, there's so many juries still out within the NFC that who I think is coming out of there is TBD, to be determined. Yeah. Right now, you ask me today, despite their inconsistencies, I'm still going with Seattle, but that could change at any moment. And if Green Bay gets in, with the way Aaron Rodgers is playing and some of the things they figured out on offense, well, they've been able to hide that defense the last couple of weeks. So, you know, maybe like they like Pittsburgh with the great quarterback getting hot and healthier at the right time. Maybe they become dangerous. We shall see. There's a lot of NFL football left. That said,
one jury has convicted, brother, haven't they?
Yes, they have. I was just going to get into that. One coach who won't be coaching any more NFL football this season, and probably not for the foreseeable future, is Jeff Fisher, as he's mercifully been relieved of his duties by the Los Angeles Rams after five seasons. And this was season number five. He doesn't get to finish season number five. 31-45-1 with the Rams, 173-165-1 overall. Couple of things on Jeff Fisher if you don't think this was the right thing. Tied with Dan Reeves for the most regular season coaching losses in NFL history, despite coaching in 18 less games than Reeves. Last playoff win, January of 2003 in a wild card round matchup. That's a long, long time ago. You know, Rams offense in his tenure, fewest yards and second fewest points from the time he started as the Rams head coach to the time he was relieved of his duty. So nothing, despite having a terrific playoff caliber and playoff capable defense, no winning seasons in his five seasons in Los Angeles, no growth on that offense, no growth on this team. If anything, there's regression because he was tiring of the 7-9 garbage. Yep. And they're actually far worse than that now. So that's the state of the Los Angeles Rams, who really had no choice but to fire Jeff Fisher. The timing at this point is a little odd in that you fire him coming into a short week. You install your special teams coordinator, John Fossil, as the head coach. And basically, by the time he finds the office, they're going to be kicking off on Thursday night.
Yep. And, you know, hey, look, I knew Fossil would get another chance in the league. Oh,
Wrong one.
Son of. You know, Joe, the Rams have been a cluster bleep for a long, long time. And whether they're in St. Louis or in L.A., you know, the scenery changes, but the story remains the same. And it's amazing to me that a franchise with this history and of this magnitude just cannot get it right over and over and over again. And you talked about all the aspects of it. You know, they agree to the extension before the season, but the paperwork isn't in order, so it gets delayed, and it ends up turning into a mess where little things are leaking out here and there. Why they even decided to extend a coach who, as you said, is now tied with Dan Reeves in the history of the league for most losses is beyond me anyway. And then you look at the organization itself and what they've been able to put on the field. Defensively, yeah, they've done it. Well, that's great. That makes Jeff Fisher a really good defensive coordinator. You give up the house to get the number one overall draft pick. You may have drafted the wrong guy. And you have a defensive guy leading him into the future who was so afraid to play him because he was so behind the curve in the beginning of the season that they went with the great Case Keenum to start the season. I mean, did you see the overhead view of the picture of the Coliseum in the last game? It was half empty, Joe.
I did.
Already
that's what I was
empty.
Going to get to, because I think you make a great point there. That's what fueled this firing. You know, Stan Kroenke was at that game, and he heard the derisive chants, and he looked around and said, boy, it's a fickle. I've talked a lot about the fickle fan base of Los Angeles. Well, they lasted a little more than half a season. And literally the Los Angeles Coliseum looked an awful lot like it did when the Rams left for St. Louis. It's already half empty. You want to talk about no honeymoon period. And this is what's wrong with bringing professional football back to Los Angeles. You know, unless the team is good, like now Kroenke's got to get this team good soon, because what'll happen is when they go into the new place, they'll get a honeymoon period of a year because everybody want to check out the new place. But after that, if this team is not competing, and I mean contending for a playoff spot, a viable, entertaining football team, not one of the jokes of the league, even Stan Kroenke's new place will be half empty. It's a fickle, fickle professional football fan base in Los Angeles. And in many ways, I don't know that Stan Kroenke really wanted to do this now. And really, even if he wanted to do this at all because of his friendship or whatever with Jeff Fisher. But he was at this game and he saw a 100,000 seat Los Angeles Coliseum barely have 50,000 people in it. Mm-hmm. And he said, I got no choice. And even with the timing being odd, because fires the coach, you know, going into a short week, you're playing on friggin' Thursday night. Doesn't make much sense, but as you said, you talked going all the way back to the extension, and it was signed and it wasn't signed. This is something that after the season was over, if you wanted to make sure your coach wasn't a lame duck coach, you do it in the offseason, akin to what the Giants have always done with coaches on shaky ground to make sure they're not a lame duck coach. There was no reason to even look at this during the season and before the season, as his tenure there had earned none of that. And, you know, we've talked about the conflicts he's had with Eric Dickerson. We talked about Todd Gurley calling the offense a middle school offense. This is a coach who at one time was a pretty darn good coach who is completely behind the times, has not grown and evolved in today's NFL, and his teams do not win and are not necessarily well prepared or well game planned to win on the NFL level, and this change had to happen. The Rams had no choice, timing or otherwise.
Yep.
This change, you know, this change was inevitable. Don't even know with the move to Los Angeles that Jeff Fisher should have started this season as the head coach, as it could only retard the development of Jared Goff. And
I mean, you know, I can see why they brought him to L.A. I mean, you know, from an organizational standpoint, which is something we always talk about.
I just can't, Bob. Their organization had been lost for 4 years. You bring him, you're making that new beginning in a place with a fickle fan base and a coach not known for offense, and you bring in a young green quarterback. So you bring over a head coach that's kind of ill-suited to have that success. I can't see it.
Well,
I just couldn't see it.
I'm talking from Stan's perspective. You know how I felt about it. I thought he should have been gone 2 years ago. But the reality is, when you're moving into a new franchise, when you're moving into a new city and you're taking your franchise there, you do want to have the image of stability going forward. And that was one of the things he talked about, he being cranky, is that, you know, they didn't want to go in there as an unstable organization. Now, mission failed. They're coming across as an unstable organization right now. But, you know, you go in, you've got the Coliseum, you're looking forward to the new place, you got the new market, you're back in L.A., the fanfare, all the stuff that goes along with it, you march it out, you got the number one overall pick. Man, everything got – the ball got entirely dropped all the way around by this organization. And they're eating a lot of crow in that L.A. market right now. They're looking like a laughingstock. I mean, if it weren't for Cleveland, they would be the laughingstock franchise in the National Football League right now. So, I mean, I understand why Stan tried to do it that way. I didn't agree with it, but I understand why he started to do it. Now he has to turn around and determine whether or not the big splash – is going to be the direction to go, because there's already rumors about Jim Harbaugh. Or do they take their time, do the diligent search, find out who's best, don't get left at the altar, because he can throw all the money he wants out there. If Harbaugh decides he doesn't want to go, then they're going to look like idiots all over again. So they really need to take their time and make sure they get this right so this franchise can move forward and make an impression in the L.A. market. Not the kind of impression they're making right now.
Well, by firing Jeff Fisher now, they get a jump on everybody else that's going to be in the market for a new coach.
Very true.
True or not true? And maybe that's the best thing about it. So they can go do their due diligence on Jim Harbaugh and see if that's a direction that may happen. I think Jim eventually comes back to the NFL. Don't know if it's here. And they'll find out. Then you go from there. And it'll be the usual suspects, but the guys that you're going to hear about are Matt Patricia, Terrell Austin, the Lions defensive coordinator, Scott Linehan, Cowboys offensive coordinator, Vance Joseph from Miami, Kyle Shanahan, the Falcons offensive coordinator, and there'll probably be others, but I think those are the names that you're usually going to hear. And again, I think that, as you said, Stan Kroenke needs to take his time. But you have the advantage of having a big head start on everybody else that's going to be in the market for a coach by making this move first. Use that time well. We'll wrap up hour one by continuing our discussion on the Los Angeles Rams right after this very short timeout.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I can't take it anymore. I have had it up to here.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56 at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Joe, you know, we're talking Rams. I pulled up the attendance figures. They're seventh in the league at 74,121 per game. And that's their average, right around 74,000, 75,000. USC draws the same, and USC's program is performing well again. That can't be an easy number for Mr. Greinke to follow, swallow.
Yeah, Bob, but the number's a little deceiving. That place was half empty last week, and I get it. The Los Angeles Coliseum is incredibly spacious. You know, believe me, I understand that. But the problem is, it's a fickle Los Angeles pro football sports fan base. If you're not competitive, or there's at least not hope, they ain't showing up. Nope. And they've already sent the message. That's why Jeff Fisher is gone at this juncture. They get a jump on the coaching search. It is important that they pick the right guy, because their reward for this awful season is the fact that they gave their first-round draft pick to the Tennessee Titans, who... they're 7-6, tied for first place in the AFC South, in addition to their own pick, which is going to be somewhere likely in the 20s. They're going to have the Rams pick, which looks like it's going to be a top-five pick in the NFL draft. Yep. Boy, has that rebuilding project got underway in a major way, and is that way ahead of schedule? So
when you sell the farm, Joe, sometimes you get stuck with the pigs.
Exactly right. So the Rams, maybe a tough sell there. Not only are you not good, but you're going to be hard-pressed to improve in this upcoming NFL draft as you traded away your first-round draft pick for your franchise quarterback, who's been uneven thus far. But under different coaching, let's see how he develops. That's a wrap of Hour 1 of the Spano and Black Attack. It was a great hour. Hour 2, couple of interviews, a little baseball in the middle of it all. We're going to step aside right now, and then Bob and I will be back here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
To me, a great advantage is he knows many of the players.
That's President-elect Donald Trump discussing ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson on Fox News Sunday over the weekend. Now word that Trump is indeed selecting Tillerson to be his Secretary of State nominee. Trump saying on Twitter overnight he plans to make the official announcement this morning. Yesterday, former rival Carly Fiorina had a meeting with Trump.
And spent a fair amount of time talking about China as probably our most important adversary and a rising adversary.
That as Chinese media is slamming Trump's suggestion that the U.S. might not be bound by the One China policy. In an editorial, a Chinese government newspaper calls the president-elect as ignorant as a child. The Global Times saying if Trump decides to change the U.S. stance, it's going to spark, quote, a real crisis. This is USA Radio News.
Burger King presents...
breakfast stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts coupon book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes, and everybody else.
For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for Staples Tech Gifts coupon book.
While supplies last, ends 12/31/16, excludes clearance Staples U.S. stores only.
We told you President-elect Trump is expected to announce that Rex Tillerson will be his Secretary of State nominee before the morning is over. There are also reports we'll soon hear that the President-elect is nominating former Texas Governor Rick Perry to be the Secretary of Energy.
I think the President-elect may say one thing and do another once he's here, because the truth of the matter is that it's a big, complicated world.
The current president speaks of the President-elect while appearing on The Daily Show with Trevor Noah last night.
It doesn't matter how smart you are. You have to have the best information possible to make the best decisions possible.
Yet another case of 2 police officers in Georgia being shot. The man suspected of shooting them in northeast Georgia last night has been arrested. The 2 officers were shot while making a traffic stop in Livonia. Now, the officer's injury is not life-threatening. Monday evening's incident coming less than 24 hours after 2 other Georgia officers were shot during a drug raid, all expected to survive. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
A polar plunge pushing in the coldest air of the season across the eastern 2/3 of the nation. And word is it's going to get even colder before this week is over. Forecasters say 7% of the U.S. will see below freezing temperatures right through the end of the week. They compare this pattern to what was called the polar vortex that froze a big stretch of the nation early in 2014. Authorities are trying to figure out who phoned in a bomb threat forcing a plane to land at New York's JFK Airport last night. Scott Pringle has details.
A phone call came into Lufthansa corporate headquarters last night. The caller saying there's a bomb on board a plane that left Houston and was headed to Frankfurt. The captain decided to divert to JFK Airport.
We have to get some buses out here, and I don't want to hook up the stair trucks, but we have accommodations for people and personnel.
And after the plane landed, it was met by authorities and a canine unit, which found nothing. The A380, the world's largest plane, had more than 500 people on board.
America's small business owners are a lot more confident about the future. The Small Business Optimism Index for November surging, according to the National Federation of Independent Business, which says in its figures just out today, the index jumped last month to its highest level in 2 years. The Federation president says small business owners' optimism has been soaring ever since Election Day. And Dolly Parton and other country music stars will perform tonight in a national telethon for victims of the recent Tennessee wildfires. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
A 1, 2, boom, shakalaka, boom, shakalaka, boom, shakalaka, boom.
We're back in formation, aren't we, bro? 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529 is the toll-free telephone number of the attack. And, well, you know, we're going to have a lot of fun in hour two as well. A couple of interviews and all kinds of good stuff as we get ready to do the second hour of the Spano and Black Attack, buddy.
Well said, Bob. Pair of interviews right out of the box at 9:10 a.m. Eastern Time, 10 after hour number two. Zach Terrell, QB of the Western Michigan Broncos, joins us. We'll talk to him about a myriad of things. It's an interview I did a week ago. We'll replay it right out of the box in our next segment. 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time, B. Miller, pop singer who's sang with Selena Gomez, amongst others, will talk to us about her Three Musketeers campaign at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time. And in between, we talk a little baseball, Los Angeles Dodgers variety. They've re-signed their closer. They've re-signed a key bat to their lineup. We'll talk about the money they spent, if it's been well spent, and basically talk about their prospects for the 2017 season. So that's pretty much the rundown of hour two of the attack, Bob. Very quickly, let's talk about the myriad of ways you can take Sports Byline on the go with you via your devices, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. Listen Live link allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen. And on our homepage, wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps that I love to talk about, downloadable any device you can think of. All have a wealth of on-demand content, and all have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels. And those apps are iHeart, TuneIn, and Stitcher Radio. And most importantly to us, Bob, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world. We're the good people of our armed forces. Check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including Spano and Black Attack.
Proud to serve those kids as they serve this country and they serve us, keeping us safe and protected.
And we serve them by entertaining them. Next up, we'll listen to my interview with Zach Terrell, QB of the Western Michigan Broncos. That's next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You keep it where it is.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace. Doctor Approved Medical will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces at little or no cost to you. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us, 800-816-0365. Don't let your knee pain get worse. Call now and get free shipping plus a free pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems.
Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. If you want to join the conversation, dial us up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. For those that would rather weigh in on Twitter, do so in 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. But now I'm going to play an interview I did last week at the National Football Foundation press conference that announced the 2016 College Football Hall of Fame class and a whole bunch of award winners and award finalists. It's an interview we did with Western Michigan quarterback Zach Terrell, and we'll fire it up now. It's a far-reaching interview that talks about a lot of things. Think you'll all enjoy it.
Zach, welcome to our airwaves. It's really great to talk to you today.
Well, thank you for having me. What an awesome opportunity to be here in New York and represent Western Michigan University.
Before we jump on the field, let's talk about the balancing act of athletics and academics and the challenge it is while focusing so much time and energy on being a starting quarterback for an undefeated football team. You're able to find the time to excel in the classroom and get that part of your life in order. It must be a very, very unique challenge that makes balancing time a real priority.
Yeah, I think the key word in that is unique. It's finding it's time management. It's finding the different time here and there that you can apply to both. Because in order to be successful, you know, you have to be elite on the field and the classroom and in the community. And that's truly what, you know, our coach Fleck preaches. And, you know, that's kind of what I've adopted and how I kind of what I apply to my life. And it's been an interesting experience. And it's something that I'm sure that's going to prepare me for life, is finding that time in everything I do to give it my best, no matter what it is.
You've done a great job with that balancing act. Let's jump on the field a little bit. A historic season for the Broncos. Undefeated, on your way to a New Year's Six Bowl to take on a Big Ten opponent in Wisconsin. This is a remarkable story. You know, take us through this season and how you guys have managed to row this boat to an undefeated season.
Yeah, you know, honestly, a lot of it has to do with, you know, us learning from our previous failures. The past 3 years Coach Fleck was here, you know, his first year we were 1-11, and obviously we failed a lot, and we learned a lot from that experience. And then going 8-5 and making it to our sixth bowl game in program history, and then losing, and then the following season playing Ohio State, Michigan State, and Georgia Southern, all champions of their divisions, learning from those experiences. And then this year, I mean, we had learned so much those past experiences to where we were ready, and our senior class had really embraced the role of leading this team. And we've done a tremendous job this season on focusing on one game season, and now we're on to another one game season against Wisconsin, who's a tremendous opponent, and we're really looking forward to the challenge.
Let's talk about that focus. it is hard to focus week in and week out during the grind of a football season. No hiccups along the way. Each and every week, you're getting your opponent's best, and there are a lot of distractions as the season moved along. Game day coming out and doing ESPN Game Day from your campus. The rumors around PJ Fleck and perhaps him moving on to go somewhere else. How have you been able to handle not only getting each and every team's best each and every time they face you, but also the myriad of distractions that have never been around the Western Michigan program before?
Yeah, I think it's leadership, and that starts with Coach Fleck and his vision. He knew that this season was going to be full of pressure, and he has applied that to us in every situation that he can and in as many different ways as he can. And I think that's prepared us for the season. And then also for us, I mean, no one's going to put more pressure on us than we put on ourselves. And keeping that focus and that determination to accomplish those goals, we know that we can't control the uncontrollables. We have to focus on the here and now and how we can continue to get better each and every day. That's by changing your best and growing higher each and every day. And if you don't do that, then the results aren't going to be what you want. They're not going to take care of themselves.
What about what this season means to this Western Michigan program going forward? Recruiting, exposure, and becoming that group of five school that used to be Boise State and used to be Utah. That can now be you guys, and you can become a program each and every year, even long after you've gone on to the NFL. Talk about building upon that success and what this year could mean to this program for 5 years, 10 years, even 15 years down the line.
I mean, that's what it's all about. And for me, you know, I love my university, and I'm very, very proud to represent Western Michigan University. And I wanted to leave it better than when I found it. And, you know, now that we've gone on this run and we've kind of set the standard for what a season is supposed to look like at Western Michigan University, and it's now up to those other guys that have watched us seniors do it to do the same and to do it better. And that's what it's all about, is influencing those younger guys to make that positive impact and continue to push this program in the right direction, because we have such a proud alumni, and it's fun to see that excitement around this university and it being recognized as one of the elite football programs in the country. And it's been a tremendous experience, and one that I don't take lightly, and I'm still enjoying with one game left.
Just a couple of more before we let you go. First of all, your opponent in the Cotton Bowl, Wisconsin, one of college football's very best defenses, an offense that can pound the rock, doesn't necessarily always get great quarterback play, and that may be one of your biggest edges here. Take us through this matchup and where you guys think you can make some hay, number one, and where your biggest challenges may be in this Cotton Bowl matchup.
Yeah, there's one thing you know when you play Wisconsin football, and that is that you're going to get a physical team. And I've watched their defense play in a few games this season, and they get after it. And they have a lot of guys who just love to swarm the football, and they just hit, and they're physical, and we know that. And we have a little time to prepare, and we're going to do whatever we can to be ready for them. And but we're just looking forward to it. It's just an exciting time, and it's a fun opportunity for us to continue to get better as a team, and to build that bond further. And we're going to see how it goes, and we're just going to have fun with it.
Looking ahead, I know you never look ahead. It's 1 week at a time, one game at a time. But after the Cotton Bowl, it's the next step in your life. Maybe it's the NFL. Maybe it's the business world. I don't know. What have you heard about your NFL draft prospects? Has there been any early indication as far as where you may be drafted and how your game will translate on the NFL level?
Yeah, I think there's, most of the things that I've been hearing is that I'm a late-round projection. But, you know, I don't really focus on all those other things, because my whole entire life people have been telling me that I can and can't do this, I can and can't do that, whether it's, you know, play college football or be the starting quarterback or lead a 13-0 team. And if people continue to tell me that, I'm going to continue to keep proving people wrong. And that's the way I'm kind of approaching the NFL, and really looking forward to the opportunity to show them what I got. But right now I'm just focused on the Cotton Bowl and how I continue to get Western Michigan prepared and ready to play Wisconsin.
Call Phil Savage down in Mobile. Get invited to the Senior Bowl. That'll be your opportunity to shine against college football's best. Really make a statement, and it'll help you move your draft stock up tremendously should you have success in that entire week of practice.
Yeah, you know, I'm excited to, you know, just show everybody what I have. And, you know, this season's been great for that exposure. People are finally getting more exposure to me as a player, but also the Western Michigan University. But, and like you said, these All-Star games will also be a tremendous opportunity for me to show not only what I can do on the field, but my intangibles and, you know, how I approach the game and, you know, what I would look like as a professional.
Thanks so much for a few minutes again. Congratulations on this most prestigious award that shows your unique ability and all the other finalists' unique ability to balance academics and athletics like few can. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, and we look forward to watching the next chapter of your career unfold.
Thank you very much, and row the boat.
That was Zach Terrell, Western Michigan Choke quarterback, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Bob, a pretty far-reaching interview. We went in a number of directions with Zach. Everything from the balance of academics and athletics, as that's something he has excelled at, as he's not only a great athlete and a great quarterback, but a great scholar athlete, to what this year meant to the future of that program, to his the matchup against Wisconsin, to finally wrapping it up with what the next chapter of his life may be and what it may hold.
Well, you know, what stuck out to me was he seems to be getting the big picture, not only academically, but what the future of the program. And when you guys talked about that, that was really what stuck out. It's about where Western Michigan is going to go from here once he passes the baton on to somebody else. It seems like he's really into it. I would expect he's going to be very involved in the program going into the future.
Well said, Bob. Up next, well, Major League Baseball, we'll go back out to Los Angeles. This time we'll talk about a team that actually wins and people actually go to see. It's the Dodgers. We'll talk about them next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Indeed. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Joe Spano, that was a terrific interview, Joe. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And we're going to spill into some baseball here, but no matter what happens in that game with Wisconsin, what a remarkable year for that program, those kids, and P.J. Fleck.
Well said, Bob. What do you say we move on to Major League Baseball and the aforementioned Los Angeles Dodgers, who who bring back two of their veterans? Kenley Jansen, 5 years, $80 million, the second highest paid closer in Major League Baseball history, right behind Aroldis Chapman. And they bring back the third baseman. It looks like they're going to be bringing back third baseman Justin Turner as well. So they keep a key bat for their lineup. That coupled with bringing back Rich Hill, who will be a key piece to their rotation, this Win Now team is spending a boatload of money to be one of the few haves in the National League as opposed to one of the many have-nots.
Yep, and also I think, too, Joe, just rather than just throwing money at it, recognizing key components to said team. And, you know, these are two proven commodities. Jansen, obviously one of the best relievers, if not the best reliever in baseball. He's got that Mariano out pitch now that he learned a couple of years ago, and it's literally his only pitch now, but he uses it really, really well. And Justin Turner, a throwaway from the Mets that, you know, nobody really wanted, and he was a part-time player to start out with the Dodgers, and he has become one of the key bats in their entire lineup.
Well said, Bob, and with a free agent marketplace that provided few, if any, viable alternatives at third base to Justin Turner, the Dodgers had to make sure they brought him back. That was the reality. So they get him back in the fold. And in many ways, with Chapman off the market, Wade Davis now in Chicago, there weren't very many viable options if the Dodgers let Jansen go to Florida. Miami, I should say, with the Marlins, who, from some indications, actually made him a better offer, but he wanted to stay in Los Angeles because you know what happens when you go to the Miami Marlins. They spend money for a while. They win a championship, or if the best laid plans of mice and men don't work out, they disband everything, and you're stuck there in the middle of a crap storm, or if you weren't able to sign, if you weren't able to get a no-trade clause put into your contract, you're on a move to someplace that you may not want to be. So when you do the balancing act of all those things, once you start getting into $80 million, you say, you know what? Well, if I get 80 or 82 or 83, what's the difference at this point? I'm a very, very wealthy man. I'm going back to the Dodgers where I know they'll spend money. I know they'll compete. And I know where I'm going to be staying for the next several years. And if you're the Dodgers, you have to do anything you can to bring him back, because if you don't bring back Jansen, guess who's the next best probably the next best option available to you as far as closers? From all indications and in looking at it, it looks like it would be Jesus Colomé.
Yes.
Of Chinese food, of Chinese
as
restaurant.
As opposed to Colum B. Right.
Exactly right about that, Bob. So, you know, when you look at it, no knock on Jesus Colomé and no knock on the Tampa Bay Rays, but here's the realities. They don't see themselves as a real contender, so what they do is they're willing to move on from their closer, and he's just not in the same class as Kenley Jansen. You talked about how good Jansen is. So smart, expensive, but necessary business for the Dodgers if they are going to be one of the haves in the National League. That, well, along with bringing Rich Hill back, who's a nice story, maybe overpaid for him, but he's a nice story, and he had some success in Los Angeles after he came over around the deadline.
Well, I think there's a number of things that go into play here. It's environment, and with all three of those players, look, the pressure is not what it is on the New York stage or on the Boston stage, but certainly pressure in Los Angeles is there, and because expectations for the Dodgers are particularly high. They spend money. So you know that if you're a player, you're probably going to be involved with a contender more than likely because they're not reticent to make the moves that keep a team as a contender. And, you know, specifically with Jansen, you talked about the fact that down in Florida. Now, look, I'm sure there was a comfort zone with Don Mattingly that he was willing to at least discuss the situation. But the track record of ownership down there and their ability to break up teams when they're not contending or right after they contend and everybody needs to get paid, they decide not to pay the guys. Well, I'm sure that came into play in Jansen's decision-making process. Even if he left a couple million on the table. So it's obvious that it did. And I think that all goes towards the way the Dodgers run their organization. Now, you can make the argument that they don't necessarily spend their money the right way, but they're not afraid to spend it. And when you have certain cogs in the machine that you know can perform in that market, maybe you do overpay him a little bit, like in the case of Rich Hill. But you know at least in that year he was able to perform and give you a game material on a day-in, day-out basis. Same with Turner. So, you know, to me, it's money well spent. Are they a notch below the other contenders in the National League? Probably so. But they're also probably not through dealing with yet.
Very fair on all fronts. Again, a deal to me that made perfect sense. And again, as we said, you know, they didn't have a fallback option that they were comfortable with on their roster. And there was really very limited places to go outside of the roster to replace either one of these games, either one of these guys. As I said, you know, it's Alex Colomé is the next best, most viable closer on the market, and Tampa Bay is happy to move him, you know, for obvious reasons. They don't see themselves as a contender, and what are the real answers? And I guess the other ones would be David Robertson of the White Sox, but he comes with a big price tag. So not a lot of options out there for anything bordering on elite closers. So overpay, take care of your business, no third viable third baseman options on the market, so you overpay there. And in Rich Hill, as we talked about, quality starter. Did you overpay there? Probably, but the market's always changing on starting on players these days. So what's an expensive deal now may not be one tomorrow. So sound move by the Dodgers. Since Andrew Friedman took over, they weren't spending money the way they were previously. These three deals are his first huge deals. As you said, maybe done in free agency, maybe not. Maybe there's moves in the trade market to be made. As you said, are they behind maybe some of the other haves around the National League, be they the Giants, be they the Nationals, be they the Cubs? Yeah, I get it. Be they even maybe the Mets. I guess it's fair to say they're on the par with the lesser haves. They're a step behind the even better haves. But they're certainly way ahead of the bevy of have-nots in what is a very top-heavy with a big bottom National League.
Yeah, I think that's fair all the way around. And you have to at least, look, if you're not trying to move forward, and in this case it was by spending money and retaining the guys you needed to retain, well, then you're going backwards, and they're trying to keep from going backwards. I don't think there's anybody really breathing down their neck. But the reality is, when you look at the Cubs, when you look at the Nationals, these are teams, you know, to a lesser degree, the Mets, these are teams that are not standing still. So it's important for the Dodgers to remain competitive. For that matter, the Giants aren't standing still as well. So even within their own division, they have to make sure that they're able to keep up.
Well said. I guess that's the baseball. I guess the place we have to go next real quickly is college football. This move to me in many ways came out of left field, and it didn't quite make sense when there were probably better paying offensive coordinator positions outside of Alabama at big programs available to Lane Kiffin. He takes the job to go down to Boca Raton, Florida, and retire and go to Early Bird Specials to be the head football coach of Florida Atlantic University, Bob.
Yep. Joe, there's a lot of stuff out there about Lane Kiffin. We saw the way he went out the door at USC. He and his wife are now divorced. They are, shall we say, rumors and speculation that things were going on in Tuscaloosa that the program was not comfortable with, including rumor and speculation involving Nick Saban's daughter. And a lot of programs, and you heard the statement that came out of Houston where they were not comfortable with bringing in Lane Kiffin as their head football coach. Nobody's questioning his qualifications. Look, you know, he failed in Oakland. A lot of people failed in Oakland. You know, Tennessee, they could have given him more time. USC, he went out the door unceremoniously. But he knows football. The problem is, whatever's going on in those interviews, when he walks into that office, teams are not comfortable hiring Lane Kiffin and the baggage that goes along with him. And he obviously wants a head coaching job.
I guess so. I guess the thought process for him is this may be my last chance to get a head coaching job, rehabilitate the image, and get the bigger head coaching job. And I guess he thought that was the better path to the Power 5 head coaching job than moving to LSU and becoming the offensive coordinator under Coach O. You know, because I thought that, you know, after seeing everything sort itself out, the word coming out of Houston, it was clear it was time for him to go for a myriad of reasons at Alabama, and Sarkisian would take over as the offensive coordinator. Another guy with issues of his own, but it was time for him to leave Tuscaloosa. Other places balked at him as a head coach. I really thought he was going to go to LSU, be their offensive coordinator, and that may put him in a better position. But I guess he saw the opportunity. He felt in his mind he needed to show he could run his own program, no matter how small it was, and that this would put him in the best position for success.
Well,
we'll see.
He's made a lot of money over the years, so I guess he could afford, he could take the risk.
That's it. B. Miller, pop singer extraordinaire, joins us next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the coast, waiting on B. Miller here. Hopefully we'll have her in just a couple of minutes. But, you know, Joe, to continue on with Kiffin here for a couple of minutes, and you know, it's always that question. Are you the little fish in the big pond or are you the big fish in the small pond? I think there were a number of things that came into play with him making that choice. And as we said before we went into the break, some of it is financial because he can afford to do it.
Because he's only making about $1 million a year.
Right.
I guarantee you if he went to LSU or even if he stayed at Alabama, which I think we all knew wasn't going to happen, he's getting them through the playoffs and he's out the door. That's it, whether he got this gig or not. But at LSU, he probably would have made somewhere around $1.5 million. So he's actually, in many ways, he's taken a pay cut here to show that he has the chops as a head coach and put himself in a position for a Power 5 job, as opposed to showing what we already know, that he's a brilliant offensive coordinator.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think the other aspect, too, Joe, is, you know, rumor and speculation was out there that Coach O was going to offer him the job. But you know, I don't know that there was any official offer. And whether or not he decided to jump ship on his own and take the head coaching job, or if maybe Coach O was waiting till after the bowl game, or he had internal talks with the administration at LSU, and they were having the same feelings that Houston was having, where this was not a situation that they were particularly comfortable with. And, you know, again, we all have our personal demons and personal things that we deal with, but Kiffin's are pretty well known. And for lack of a better phrase, you know, he's known as a horn dog, and it broke up his marriage. And that's not something when you're leading men on the collegiate level that you want around your program, where he's trying to sleep with the same co-eds that the football players are trying to sleep with.
And in the case of at Alabama, it was perhaps the head coach's daughter.
Perhaps.
Again, perhaps. Let's just leave it at that. You know, perhaps. But again, as you said, rumor and speculation, innuendo, all those things were out there. There's a lot of issues that come with Lane Kiffin. He can flat out coach offensive football. We know that. Going to LSU doesn't change that. It just lines his pockets. What he has to show is that he can lead an entire program with success, stay put for a period of time, and, you know, a whole lot of other things. But let's switch gears a little bit, Bob, and let's jump out of the world of sports and into the world of pop music and positivity as we're joined by the lovely and talented B. Miller. B., welcome to the Spano on Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. It's great to talk to you this morning.
Yeah, you guys too. What's going on?
Not too much. Let's talk a little bit, because you're so upbeat and so positive. Let's talk about your desire to spread positivity through the campaign that you're doing in partnership with Three Musketeers. Tell us about it, please.
Well, it's a really sweet campaign. Three Musketeers is trying to do the opposite of what the kids these days call throwing shade. So they're throwing shine. And essentially, it's just trying to inspire young people to be nicer to each other. And I think that's really important because, especially like on the internet, people can be, like, especially young people, can be so mean to each other. And I'm on Twitter like every day. And I sometimes will scroll through my mentions and just see people saying just horrible, horrible things to each other just because, you know, they're hidden behind the screen. So it's really easy to do that. And so I think it's really awesome, you know, because I feel like I spread positivity on my own and I try to be there and be supportive of the people. And it's really rad to, like, partner with other people who have the same, you know, intentions and are trying to make the world a better place. You feel me?
Well, you know, that's interesting, B, because, you know, here you are, and for our audience who doesn't know, you're 17 years old. And to have that kind of perception of what's going on, it's your peers in a lot of ways. And I'm sure, and you didn't say it, but I'm sure that you get some negative feedback on Twitter yourself of people that are jealous of your situation and perhaps, you know, want to spread bad things about you as well.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like anyone who, you know, puts himself out there is, you know, open for a lot of negative and positive feedback, but it's better to put positivity out in the world, even if you're not always receiving positivity, just because I feel like good things will come back to you if you spread good things, and bad things will come back to you if you spread, you know, negative energy. So, you know, better to be on the safe side and try to be a good person.
And I think that's well said, B. And you know, your career is blossoming. You're growing as an artist. Talk a little bit about what touring with and opening for Selena Gomez is doing or has done for your career and helping you move along and evolve as an artist.
I think it's just really rad because, you know, Selena is a young woman who has, you know, been singing for a very long time, and it's really awesome to, you know, have been in front of her fans and my own fans, but, you know, her fans are, you know, the kind of young people that she's been inspiring for years who, you know, a lot of them are young women who like to look up to someone who is, you know, strong and is doing their own thing at a young age and has been for such a long time. And it was really cool to be surrounded by that and, you know, surrounded by people who are, you know, supportive of that, because I feel like people that are supportive of that are the people who are trying to do that for themselves. And it was just a really, you know, inspiring tour to be on and a really, you know, there's a lot of positivity and a lot of really just great people that were traveling with us.
B, you're at a very interesting age, 17. It's a wonderful age, but for a pop singer these days, it's a very interesting age. You know, you were Radio Disney's, you know, next big thing. And all of a sudden, that from 17, 18 into 19, there's a requirement as a young woman that you grow and evolve as an artist. And for some artists of your ilk, as young pop singers, it becomes a struggle. Talk a little bit about how you see your career evolving and how maybe you avoid some of the landmines, as it were, that Miley Cyrus, amongst others, have had trying to evolve from young pop starlet into, you know, grown-up woman pop star.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if you're surrounded by people who are supportive of you but don't let your head get too big and who, you know, help to shape you as a person. Like, I feel like my mom is a really, really, she's just really awesome at being a mom, I would say. And she's really good at, you know, keeping my head on straight and reminding me that I'm no better than anybody else, but nobody else is better than me. And, you know, I just try to stay true to myself and I try to do things that are, you know, positive. And I also try to be honest at the same time. So if I do go through bad experiences, I try to, you know, be honest about them. But I try to do things like, you know, even with the Three Musketeers, I did, you know, this little ad campaign with them where I did my own rendition of This Little Light of Mine. And I think it's really awesome to, you know, it's like in a cute little commercial thing that they did on YouTube where it's like, you know, like a young boy's like trying to hit on a young girl and he uses a little Three Musketeers bar. It's like, you are awesome. And I just think it's really cute to do things that are, you know, spreading positivity to people and to make sure that you stay grounded as a person and to, you know, try to be a light for people who need a light, but also, you know, make sure that you're happy along the way. So it's kind of a balance of, you know, doing things for myself and doing things for others and trying to, you know, be there for other people, also making sure that I work on myself every day and make sure that, you know, I'm not trying to go out and inspire people if I'm not inspiring myself. So, you know.
B. Miller joining us here on The Attack. And B, you know, Joe and I have both traveled extensively. We're on the road a lot. What are the challenges for someone your age and who's being exposed to this, the biggest challenges that you face when you're out and you're away from the family and you're on the road and dealing with all the things out there?
I think the biggest challenge is that when you are my age, a lot of, like, my own friends who are also my age don't really understand why I'm gone all the time, why I'm always busy, because, you know, they go to school every day and they see each other and they're not always busy doing stuff, and it's hard to find people who, you know, understand or are on the same page. And it's also, it's difficult sometimes to realize that, you know, when you are gaining all these amazing things, like being able to travel the world and being able to live your dream, you're also losing, like, certain normalcies that are actually kind of nice to have, like, you know, simple things like being able to go to high school and like having those friends that you see every day and that you grow up with, and like going to college, and like even little silly things like prom and stuff that like you just miss out on that every other person almost in the country gets to experience together. It's just very odd sometimes to be on the outside of that. But, you know, there are a lot of amazing things happening to me as well, but I just think that that's probably the most difficult part.
So have you found that some of those friends are starting to fall away as you're getting more and more exposure?
Yeah, that happens, though, with everybody. And that happens in life, regardless of what you're doing. You just start to become your own person. And sometimes when you and the people around you start to become, you know, really figure out who you are, you realize that you aren't right for each other. So it's not necessarily anybody's fault. But I also do have really good people in my life who, you know, are supportive of me and who stick by me through everything.
Final one from me before we let you run. You've done a great job of talking about the challenges personally of evolving from a younger girl into a woman and being 17 as a pop singer. What about creatively? You know, the evolution from the lighter young girl music into adulthood and some of the adult things that you're dealing with, and maybe your music taking on more of an adult feel. Talk a little bit about that and where your music is and where you're looking to go creatively with your music as you move on from being a 17-year-old girl towards an 18-year-old woman, towards a 20-year-old woman, towards a 25-year-old woman.
I think that you don't have to like try to sound a certain way. I think that the best way to, you know, age with grace and to inspire other people to age the same way is just to be honest. I feel like if I, you know, write about my experiences and my music and then I share that music with my fans who are, you know, around the same age as I am, who are growing up with me, I think that's, you know, the best way to age in a way that is inspiring for other people and also really healthy for myself. I think that as long as I just, you know, stay true to who I am and continue to sing about the hardships and the amazing things that I go through in my everyday life, I think that that's, you know, the best way to show people that I am growing up and that I am starting to realize things on my own, just because I, you know, face certain problems and I figure out how to best deal with them, and I write about them so that other people can, who are in similar situations, can hopefully, you know, learn from my mistakes and learn from the things that I've been successful in.
Before we let you go, keep you on schedule. One more time, let's throw some shine in conjunction with Three Musketeers. Tell us all about it, please.
Three Musketeers is just, you know, doing this awesome campaign where they, you know, want to help young people and all people spread positivity, and they're writing these. They have 24 cute messages that they have on their candy bar wrappers now. Like, there's some that just say, "You are awesome," but then they're also on there like, "You are as sweet as a basket of puppies," which is my personal favorite. So they're just trying to, you know, throw shine instead of shade is their main campaign, which I think is really cool because that really speaks to young people. But it's really awesome to be able to do something with people who also want to bring light and happiness to the world.
Thanks so much for a few. Great job of spreading a positive message. We really appreciate your time, and hopefully down the line we can talk to you again. Best of luck with this campaign and everything else moving forward. Thanks, B.
Of course. Thank you so much.
You got it. Bye-bye now. B. Miller joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Bob, nice young kid.
Yeah.
Nice young kid. A lot of insight and, you know, a lot of forethought in her. A little throwing a little shine, going off the beaten path. Instead of being negative, she's being positive in a world full of negativity.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, and that whole Disney machine keeps cranking these girls out. Some succeed, some don't. But she seems to have her head on her shoulders particularly well, and she's looking to spread a message of positivity. You can hear it in her voice and in her attitude.
Well, so it seems that she's prepared to move on. You know, once they reach 18, 19, they're not Disney kids anymore, and that's the challenge for a lot of them. So with that said, she seems equipped for that, Bob. We'll tie a bow around what turned out to be a very good Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right after this very brief timeout.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. I want to thank B. Miller and Zach Terrell for coming on board today. And, you know, as we head out the door, you listen to kids like that, and it's funny because, it kind of references what happened over the past weekend with Army-Navy and everything. You look at these kids, and it gives you a lot of hope going forward in the future. Not all of them are mindless zombies wandering around plugged into their phones all the time, although I'm sure B is plugged into her phone quite a bit. As she said, she's on Twitter extensively. But, you know, it's easy when you're on that level, you know, being a Disney kid, being on the X Factor and touring with Gomez and all this stuff, it's very easy to get a swelled head. And, you know, even when we were talking about the fact that some friends fall by the wayside, she recognizes that that's something that happens not only in the teen world, but in the adult world as well. And she kind of keeps it in perspective. But you could see that, you know, she kind of sloughed off the, well, you know, prom and all that. Well, that stuff is important. And even when you're young, It's those are the things that are missed. It's the glamour and the glitz and the limos and the openings and all that are fun. But that stuff, if her career continues to move forward, is going to be a big part of her life no matter what. First dates, proms, high school graduation, I mean, hopefully she'll be able to be there. All of that kind of stuff is not the stuff that you can repeat somewhere down the line. So as much as there's a big-time positive, there's also some negative and some things that people have to deal with. But she seems to be handling it really, really well, and she seems to be handling herself really, really well, which is ultimately the most important thing. Again, thanks to everybody for coming on board. Thanks to Robert for making sure it stays on the air. For Joe Spano, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.